Oh, man. We got room noise? Yeah, we got room noise. The goddamn room noise. It's tied up 3-3. Capitals and the, not that you guys give a shit, but I do. And that's all that counts. I mean, at this, you know, at this particular juncture of the day. Now, let me just do something here. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. God damn this. I should never have had, Okay. So, welcome. Let me straighten that fucking thing out.
Cockeyed, man. It ain't no damn good, you know. It's no good, man. It'll never do. You dig? Look at the whole shit, man. It's all fucked up, man. Man, look what you did, man.
I knew it.
You did. You goddamn... You didn't do it? You sure as shit did do it. Look at that. Now I can't tell the score of the goddamn thing. I got Phil Henry's name in the middle of that shit.
You know, let's do it right, motherfucker. Where's the bottom of the fucking screen? There it is. Okay, just do this. You know, I don't know, man. That'll have to do. But it was. This game is insane, man. It was
1-0 Vegas. Then Washington tied it up, and then Washington went ahead 2-1. Then Vegas tied it up. Vegas went ahead 3-2, and now Washington's tied it up. It's an insane game. General, have you been watching this?
I've been looking at it at home, and the whole thing looks like a clusterfuck to me, if you want my honest opinion.
Really?
Yeah, what's your problem? How's it looking over there?
Looks like shit.
Well, don't blame me, asshole.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. God damn it. What the fuck? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The goddamned S's. I mean, called you and your sister. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four. God damn it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. They score? Washington scores 4-3. Oh, yeah. What a fucking game. They dump it in. Then he has it. Then another guy takes it. Then look at that, right behind fucking Fleury. He didn't even see it. It was right behind. Look, there's Fleury wondering where the fuck it is. They're gonna kick the shit out of themselves when they see that replay. That guy's played a great series. He's played a great season. At Fleury, he. Amazing. Lars Eller. Boy, if that ain't a hockey name, I don't know what it is. Hi, Lars Eller here for Skoll Chewing Tobacco. Fuck it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know, man. God damn it. You see this shit? You know, let's check this shit out, man. What in the fuck? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five. 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Phil Henry. Hi, it's Phil, and welcome here. And nice to talk to you. And, you know, I'm sorry I'm doing this to you guys right now. But here, now you can look at my ugly ass fucking... My ugly ass fucking mug.
Hey, Henry, you know what? I'm going to leave you where I find you unless you get this shit together now. 1, 2, 3. What do you want me to do?
Go 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Keep doing it.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece. Well, its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, and I'm talking far afield, she was out. She ranged out up to 50 miles. The lamb was sure to go. And don't ask me what that's about. Now then.
All right. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's great, man. Thank you very much for that. Really? Who the fuck knows, man? I mean, seriously, who the motherfuck knows? Phil. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Phil Henry. I got these goddamn S's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Phil Henry Show on this glorious goddamned Friday. And, you know, I've worked so hard to get this audio where I want it to be. If Adam and I fucked it up, and I blame myself, I said to Adam, hey, man, see if you can't reset my compression. He goes, oh, yeah, okay. And he's a pro. He knows what he's doing. But when I came back in here, I had to reboot the computer because we had a program that was stuck. And sure enough, rebooted, everything went back to that fucking default, and the VU meter, it looked like just a solid band of blue. There was just like, hi, I'm Phil Henry, and... Another goal? I saw the crowd celebrating in Poughkeepsie Square there in wherever the fuck, D.C. I think I'm going to get drunk tonight. No, I don't want to get drunk tonight. It's a Thursday night. No, fuck that. Get shit I gotta do this weekend. Not that that's ever slowed me down, but. College World Series. I don't care. Never have, never will. But it's Oklahoma, this number one quarterback they got. What's his name? Murray? Christ, is he great. And he plays baseball. He's just fast. They got him quarterbacking the team. I don't know. They got to have that. I put him at wideout, man. What do you want to make a guy like that play quarterback and risk the fucking injury? I mean, you know, you can risk injury playing wide receiver, but with that kind of fucking speed, I'd love to get the guy out behind the goddamn defense. You don't even know what I'm talking about and don't give a shit, do you? Okay, great. Well, you know, Phil, I'd love to get it out. I'd like to get out behind the defense, and of course, when I said that, what? Well, what do you mean, what? You know, my wife weighed in. Oh, you want to get out behind what? Who? And she turned around and stuck her ass out at me, and then walked back into the kitchen to have another potato chip, and then walked into the back into the kitchen and had another. What are those Mexican donuts? Those long Mexican donuts. Chulo, and that, really? I don't know what they call it, but she went into the kitchen, had herself another creme brulee. I don't know, man. You know, I thought you were like me. You like a woman with a little bit of, yeah, I do, but I don't need for her to remind me of the fact that I'm, you know, I'm blowing it, that I'm off the charts there a little bit, you know. So how do I sound? What do you mean, how do you sound? Sound fine to me? I don't know. All right, thanks. I just was wondering because, oh, yeah, that does, I don't know, man.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Phil. And, yeah, I could tell you this, Phil. I've had more conversations with assholes about this very thing.
One of the cool things that we did do is we brought stereo back into our lives. Yeah. Let's listen. I happen to like this song. It's very happy. It's poppy. It's peppy. It's poop. It's pop. It's patty. This is so late 1960s that it's beyond. It's well beyond Fifth Dimension, you know. So I actually got really interested in this group. I did, and I looked them up, and I looked up all the members, because they had this. They were a one-hit wonder. This was the song, and they were discovered in a folk club in Baltimore. They're from Baltimore, called Peppermint. The total '60s name, Peppermint Rainbow. That's it. And it's two sisters and then three dudes. And Mama Cass Elliot of the Mamas and Papas discovered them. And they did the usual thing. They went out, they cut a demo, they went and actually auditioned in the living room, I think, of whoever the label president was at the time. And they got a couple of albums out of it. Nothing, they couldn't follow it up. This song is a really great song, and I heard their other songs. I thought, boy, these were really shitty songs. They don't even, because they were essentially a folk group. So I think this song was an aberration for them. So anyway, the two women are sisters, and they both went on. The lead singer here, I don't remember their names. Layden is the last name. Patty and Pat and I don't know. Lead singer, she went on to become an administrator of hospitals. I mean, a top-notch administrator of hospitals, and she and her husband live in Atlanta, and they're millionaires. The other sister, who sings backup, became a juvenile court judge. And that was what their father did. He was a court in the juvenile system in Baltimore. One of the guys is still playing and singing music. One of them is dead, and the other one is living in Alaska painting houses. I'm Bob Fitzgibbon, and this is Your Life and Mine. What if we had a show like this? I would love it. Fuck off. This is Bob Fitzgibbon, and these are the sounds and the times of your lives. On the Bob Fitzgibbon Show, this is a group called the Groundhogs. They were discovered in the city of Indianapolis. Two of the members were working at a flapjack place. Were they the sisters? Yes, yes. This is the Bob Fitzgibbon. This is Malcolm Esposito. I gotta do more with Malcolm. This is Malcolm Esposito, and this is the music that makes you happy. This is music to make you smile again. Hello, everyone. I'm Malcolm Esposito, and this is music to make you smile again. In 1957, this group, the Peppermint Rainbow, recorded this song, Will You Be Staying After Sunday? Okay, so that joke lasts for what, a minute? I don't give a shit. I'm well known for milking a joke until the fucking bitter end. I think it's great. I don't think that, you know, you should do anything less. This is Malcolm Esposito. And this is the music to make you smile again. This group, this group, the Sinful Six, were discovered in the city of Chicago. Discovered in the city of Sioux City. Okay, just, you know. All right, St. Petersburg, how's that? Never mind, who gives a shit? At the end of the day, I hope they all die and rot. All right, man. I have no idea what this fucking piece of shit's going to sound like today. That's for sure. What do you think, General?
I don't know. Why do you keep coming back to me? Why do you keep coming back? I'm sitting here. I'm having a malted milk. I'm watching TV here with Patsy. And, you know, I think that... why... Yeah? I think Phil You know, if I were you, I'd just walk away. Walk away, Phil.
4-3, Washington Capitals with 2 goddamn minutes left in this motherfucker. And here are the Knights. They're going to make their big final push, the big final rush. Are they praying? Are they tired? There he is. He's had a hell of a series. Brandon, what's his name? Braden Holtby. There's that guy, Fleury. Mark Fleury. There's Holtby. There's Fleury. There's Holtby. There's Fleury. I'm sorry, that's me. Will Las Vegas say, well, fuck it, you know?
Excuse me, it's Vegas.
I'm sorry?
It's Vegas. It's up to...
Yeah, it's right, Mr. It's not Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. Will Vegas... Look at that arena. Christ, they're pulling out the stops, man. A minute 57. So exactly 11 seconds have ticked up. Never mind. Well, this historic moment brought to you here on the Phil Hendry Show website by Portner's Lean Cuisine. Yeah?
That's the Lean Cuisine.
We leave it like it's a question. Okay. What do you think? It's unusual. In other words, it sucks. No, I didn't say that. Well, that's what unusual means. Oh, it's unusual. That basically means, my God, how do you exist with that mutation? All right. Oh, man. Oh, God, they're down in Washington's end. Holy shit. Come on, take it out. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It ain't that I don't like Vegas. Please don't misunderstand me. But I'm a traditionalist, man. I don't want to see an expansion team win the fucking Stanley Cup. Are you bullshitting me? No. The Capitals are playing for the pride of the National Hockey League right now. They let the goddamn expansion team win. No. Oh, what a team, I tell you that. I mean, just my hat's off. Kudos to the whole goddamn club. This ain't a power play, is it? No. You could get the dig the goddamn puck out, motherfuckers. Let's go. There you go. Oh, you missed an open net. He had an open net. He had a fucking open. Did you see that? They're going to be. Oh, Jesus. He had an open fucking net, man. They got 6 fucking skaters out there, man. They pulled the goalie. And that guy from Washington had a wide open fucking net. Tell you what. It's in? No, it's not in. If that goddamned 28 seconds left, if that turns out to be a crucial miss, look at these blocks. Now watch this. Here it is. Watch him miss it. You fucking cripple. How do you miss that, man? These are professional, these are National Hockey League players. You do not miss it that distance, an open fucking net. You don't. Nerves got the best of him. You better hope and pray. This is why they, you know, make the big dollars. What the fuck are they looking at? What, did somebody from Vegas get into a... Boy, there's a guy that's 14 years with the team, that Ovechkin guy. And he's like the captain, and I guess he's seen it all with his team. Yeah, sure. Okay. What if they're ordering, their after-dinner hamburgers? Man, oh, man. That was... That's the end of the game. That's the end of the fucking game. That's a 2-goal lead with whatever it was, a minute and a half left? No.
No fucking way.
What is this shit? I'm going to have to turn up the audio, which I don't want to do, but Here we go. They got an empty net at the other end of the ice. And you better keep digging that foot. Keep them against the boards, motherfuckers. I mean, here you go. Ah, shit. Thought they had it again. 12 seconds left. 12 seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the fucking... No, 0.6 left. 0.6 left. They called icing with less than a second. But you can see that they're going to try it. You know, obviously the only play is to get it to somebody and have them try to jam it in. But don't celebrate yet, guys. It's a half a second, but hey, you know what can happen. Yep, see, they went right for the net. Since, 40-year history of this team, 44 years? 1974, their first Stanley Cup win. The fucking town must be going apeshit. Let's listen in, shall we? Let's not? Okay. I tell you, what a game, man, because they were down at the second intermission.
As they celebrate on the ice, Eddie Olczyk had said earlier in his survey of red in the seats here tonight, the percentage you saw of Capitals fans who gained entry into the arena was about what?
I thought it was about 37%, Doc.
Who gained entry into the arena?
Incredible. What a celebration for Alexander Ovechkin.
It's a hockey fight.
Barry Trotz told us before the game he had had a conversation with him just a couple of days after Alexander's win about what to expect this year. He said, a lot of people are doubting you. You're going to have to reinvest in yourself and become the athlete you were. It's hard to be hungry when you're full and recognize
these
your
dudes'
legacy is not going to be cups or awards.
These guys are going to, you know, the Vegas Knights have got, that's just the first year of their fucking existence. It's incredible. It's fucking incredible. How the hell do you, you know, how do you get that bummed out? Hi, we're the Vegas Knights. How'd you do your first year? Went all the way to the Stanley Club, the Stanley Club Finals. The what? The Stanley, you never heard of the Stanley Club. Jesus, this guy's it. I have a lot of lists. Hi, this is Malcolm Esposito, and this is Music to Make You Smile. All right. God damn it. I've been down this fucking road before with you motherfuckers. Not you guys, but this. Shit. Malcolm Esposito. How you doing, Thunder? My kitty cat's here. Okay, we ready? I'd have no idea what I'm doing on the show. I have no idea. We got they're doing the traditional shaking the hands. This is always a cool little ceremony, and it's, you know. Hey, good game, yeah. Way to do it, man. You guys are great. Yeah, sure. Anyway, good hunting, boys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where in Christ? Okay, here we go. In the morning. Mavis, you're a Cap fan, right?
I have been a Washington Capitals fan for the longest goddamn time. I've always enjoyed them. And I'm...
Well, how long you been a Capitals fan?
I told you the longest goddamn time.
Yeah, Mara, she loved the Capitals.
I love them. I love them so very much. I was rooting for the young bucket, you know.
Yeah. All right, man. I trust you like this show, and if you do, boy, I got another one for you, and you've heard of him. You've heard of the record-breaking number of podcasts that have been downloaded. These are the great shows of Adam Carolla, and he is on Podcast One. The Ace Man holds the title, as I mentioned, of the number one daily downloaded podcast with great guests, and, of course, his... That could have been a really good promo, but I went off the rails there, man. Testing 1, 2. I hope you like the show that you're listening to, The Phil Hendry Show. And if you do, I trust you will like the Adam Carolla Show. You probably like it even more because Adam, he's got the number one daily downloaded podcast in the history of the world. And that's got to mean something. And just flip him on, listening to him, complaining about whatever's on, you know, whatever is on his. Why don't you quit when you're ahead, Phil? What do you mean quit when I'm ahead? Whatever on his mind. And he also has his celebrity guests like, let me guess, Drew Pinsky. Yeah, Drew Pinsky, Doug Benson. Hey, you know what? I don't like the way it sounds.
Phil, quit while you're ahead, all right?
Yeah. Testing 1, 2. If you like this show, I trust you like the... I hope you like this show. And if you do, I trust you like, and I know you like, the Adam Carolla Show. Yeah, there's a reason why he's the number one downloaded show in the history of the planet Earth. It's because Doug... It's because Doug Benson's on it.